Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to midnight. And as we begin this hour, I am talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's on the line. Greetings, Apostle. Welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Muruti, and to all our wonderful, blessed listeners out there. What's up, Joe?
I'm okay. Hey, tonight we are talking about dealing with factions in leaderships.
Yeah.
You know, in my walk, and I don't claim to have quite a lot of experience,
right,
but in the few years that I've been saved, I have seen quite a lot of mechanisms of how people relate in leaderships. And I remember in the 90s, I would see leaderships that would be dominated by the pastor, in that they would say nothing pertaining to the order of things. They would just be there to rubber stamp.
Okay.
But as time went on, I saw other leaderships where they become engaged with the pastor, yet in plotting what the pastor wants to see happening. And then as time went on, I saw this other leadership, and I was observing this church from afar. And what I saw in that leadership is how they were able to become a faction in themselves against the pastor. And they would be able to meet secretly without the pastor knowing and stuff. That I saw also in the 90s. In the 2000s, I saw now leaders who would now become diversified.
Okay.
And in a sense that others would pull the other way, others would pull the other way. Now, these being because so much misinterpretation of the power that comes with the office has made some of the people to think of them as of themselves as absolute, that ministries cannot do without them.
Okay.
And then I've seen these swaying quite a lot of people around them, forming factions. And believe you me, in the early 2000s, we saw so many born-again ministries breaking apart, including the mega churches in Pretoria. You know, in that people would go and start their own ministry there and start and start. Even though they are called sons and daughters, they would just go. And this would be indicative of a divergent flow of perspectives with regards to how ministry should go. And then there came also ministries that would be oppositions now. They are gearing towards the same objective of seeing the ministry work, but they sabotage each other to a great extent. I also saw the notion of sabotage. I only know the notion of sabotage when I was working for a public broadcaster. There I would see people sabotaging shows and stuff so that you should lose the contract. Now I started to see that happening in the church. I was a bit surprised, not totally taken, but a bit surprised, because I thought that people would use their ration in that we are one brotherhood. Unlike in the public broadcaster, people come from divergent walks of life. But in this case, it's people who are serving the same master with the same spirit, eating of the same bread. Yet at the same time, their diversity has led them to become factionalized to an extent that they would be polarizing a church. A little bit later in the 90s, I saw in one church, Kotlale, where other people were worshipping in the house, the mission house, and others were worshipping in the actual church, and both of them were playing keyboards. And then I saw others beating others physically. This other lady, I wonder where she is. She was beaten with an umbrella because Pulaneina. And they said to her, we've been here ever since this church started. You think this is Eunice Awenane? Who? So you could just see. It was actually. And then I also saw the other guy who, before the start of a service in Ramushu, at a hall in Atteridgeville, he was sitting outside and people were coming to ask him and all those kinds of things. And then he was basically leaving the ministry. And he was in top leadership. He was second to the pastor. And you could imagine how that church would be breaking apart. And there are many reasons that come with this. Others have selfish reasons. Others have philosophical reasons. Others just hate each other. Others are competing. Others are just used of the devil, you know. Others are basically saying we are looking for the best interest of the ministry. Yet we see these kinds of polarization. What comes to mind?
It's a heart issue.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I be so interested in the matter.
Hey.
I'm afraid to look for other truths. Okay, fine. You come to a church, obviously. I want to safely assume that every church open and go on in a lane, what you call vision, lead mission statement, tells you who they are, what they're all about, where they're going.
Yeah.
And then it also goes to an extent where we decide that, okay, fine, you came as a guest, you invited, and somehow you like how we do things, and you decide that you wanna join. And then there's what you call in other churches, but in the membership classes.
Yes.
And then the membership classes entails everything in detail. We tell us we break it down, vision, the mission of the church, and everything, so that everything is in the open and open about what you're getting yourself into. And then never forget about what pass some of the membership in, and then they qualify to be fully fledged membership, so they can be involved in every activity of the church, okay? Now, the confusion for me comes when you say the membership, you are the Malian Award. Come call it and be the Pate Mokarekin. I didn't know the Manat. And then all of a sudden, as we journey along now, Ubono Karaya, La Hatala Lentosa, Impo, Warawara, Warawara. Now, I say to people, and I stand to be corrected though. I always say to people who are, because I remember back in the days when I was still ministering Go Cape Town, a couple came, but if they invited somebody to come to church, and then they wanted to join the church because of reference. I told them, but you don't join the church because somebody referred to you. As far as I'm concerned, you pray about it, you ask God to lead you to a church.
Yeah.
Because people don't take time to ask God where they should belong. And I think these people, you know, will encourage you to really just take time out and then rappel and can for status last time. Because, I mean, really, Maruti, all sides usually end up having people today, they're excited, they want to be part of this. And then the next thing, they feel like they don't want to be part of the structure, thing, I sharp, or so forth and so. So rather, let's be open. Let's put everything on the table and say, this is who we are. And then if you're not happy, then you can go look for another church. So I always say to people that, hence you can understand to be corrected. My view on church is that Kereke in a personality, so it can be able to suit the differences, and that's why we have a lot of churches. So if your personality, I can you know anything, but I'm more, I want to know, when I live out to feel it's okay to worship, got a tattoo, look at my name, I'm going all over the place, cool, that churches that accept that. And then the other churches would say no. And then you cannot come into a place where, you know, they don't subscribe to a belief system and want them to change. And that's when we see a lot of sabotage coming. And this is dangerous when you have such people who are in the church and you put them in leadership, whereas before we are clear, never said the Bible needing to study that thing. but they were not able to communicate because they didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
So now that in leadership too, then this is what we stand for, this is who we are. And then the next thing they get, the whole church, and a whole little division, that's when you see places where Baba Mbako missionaries, Baba Mbakai Kai. You know, all of that kind of confusion, because it can have more worrying, but another people that are members now, when they become leaders, they were not happy. And that's the expression, but remember that you can really, really pretend.
Mm.
Often impression, I love everything that this church does. I love the leadership, I love the style, but wait till they're given the chance. And when they're given a chance, that's when you really see the dissatisfaction. That's where Koba lead the manifestation of some sort. That's why others will pull one direction, the other will pull another. So the church, at the end of the day, doesn't have the ability and the capacity to move forward, because there's so a lot of fragments that they don't take.
This
is a leader that's speaking to, and then people unfortunately who get influence easily because they don't do so well to be shocked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if we're having people who are growing, when those things get a hell, then we'll still be able to make the right decisions. But out of order of youth. You know, we're going to allow to who are out of order, but reasonably so. But there are those who are out of order, like way out of order. You know?
Yeah.
And then you find people, Baba Salam Rao. That's my confusion, right? The hands together. That's when you realize it. There's no growth, but you don't grow. You know, as much as Paul or you, people, they get gifts so that they can be taught and they're not tossed to and fro. But men, believers can really be taught to and fro. As long as you dingle like carrot in their face, they jump. And all this, man, there's a lot of fraction in the churches, in our leadership, because of people coming with also agendas, by into that leadership training. And by its mutai is do monarchy agenda. And then they're very strategic and finally long suffering. They're very patient.
Yeah.
Until an opportunity arises. When you least expect it, then you get a shock of your life from this kind of individual.
You know, I have seen, you know, over a period of time, many people who have gone on to actually negate their calling because they've taken affection, you know. They chose to take sides in a particular competition or schism of faction in the church.
Right.
And as leaders, you know, this person could have been far away, you know. This person could affect people's lives like no one else could in their time. But because they took factions, they basically are negating that which is given upon them by the Father to use for His glory, you know?
Yeah.
And many have lost out because of that. And even others have passed on. You know, because of that, the devil was able to get access into them, and they passed on, because this takes you out of the will of the Father. These schisms, you know, Paul is warning so much about them. He's warning so much about them and how the devil takes hold of these schisms and how the devil authenticates these schisms amongst the leaders these days. Hey. Anyway. When we come back, let's look at more of these and the moments that would show factionalism in leaderships.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And the best of friends we are, I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and we are touching base on this, the issue of factionalisms in leaderships. We see factionalities in leaderships, schisms, polarization, divisions that occur in leaderships. Now, the issue here and these moments, sometimes they start very simple. They start with a simple disagreement, which which basically can result into a resentment if it is not attended to, you know. And sometimes these factions are caused by favoritisms. You find that there are those people who the pastor, the apostle, the leader of the ministry, is well disposed towards. And babambaba favipile, you know. Let me tell a bit of a story. Before I could ascend to a leadership of a particular church that I was at, Coatrichville, there was a time of resentment where I knew that the pastor hated me. And I knew it very well. I knew it very well. And I knew that he would not allow me to venture forth more than I could have or more than I was supposed to. But I chose to stay. Now, but also I realized that there are people that he is well disposed towards, you know.
Right.
Not that he hated me. He just didn't like my guts, you know. And then my philosophy, he just didn't like. And not because I was always opposing him, or I don't even remember a day when I opposed the pastor. But there were people who were in a particular cluster who basically he was very comfortable with.
Right.
Which I don't, look, every pastor has that. There are people that he or she would be comfortable with. All right, I'm not against that. But the problem with that is that it causes factionalisms. It causes frictions. Those who are well disposed towards the pastor, or the pastor is well disposed towards them, they would feel somewhat somehow as being either superior or better than the ones that the pastor is not favoring. And they would start doing things together in the exclusion of the ones that are not well favored. And this thing in leaderships, it causes a lot of resentment. That is why the word is telling us about favoritism, that it's not supposed to function. And I know that there are people you will be able to get along with. I mean, I don't blame the pastor for not getting along with me, because the few days that I was there, a guy from the street, he just pops into the church. And then he says to the pastor, Muruti, if Rukavaruena Oshwile, Raizurki Ola. And then he points at me. He says, because Ramiti, I was a street kid, man. And then he says, no, Ramiti Ray, Gamiti, he even calls me Sipo, Ramiti Sipo, Ramiti. When he doesn't have money, he becomes crazy. So, if whatever, and then he laughs, he goes away. And I think the pastor just didn't take that quite well. It took him time to open up to me. It took him time. It took the eye of the Most High to show him who I really was. I mean, I was in that church at a time there was almost a year, and this guy wouldn't even talk to me. And then when now he was opened up, he started to see the real me, and we became the best of friends. But what I'm trying to say is, it happens at times that you'd find that a pastor is well disposed towards a particular group of people in the leadership, and unwittingly so, does not realize that they are killing their own ministry. They are creating factions. These people will start to vie and fight for the affection, you know, and then to say, and to start bragging along each other. Oh, Rena Pastor, oh, Rena Pastor, oh, Rena Pastor, and all. And then you check, hey, Namun, I never get invited to these things. And Marakodi Tapwilung, Ginna, Kokaika, Huyo Kolomaka Kereke, Ginna, Ing Marana, you understand? And some of those leaderships who feel, okay, I feel like here I'm being abused, so it's better to leave. And they go. It happens. It happens. What comes to mind?
You end up as a leader losing great people you shouldn't lose because of some from Hong who are faking to be to have your back and they don't. Because, I mean, the whole issue of favoritism, why would you have favoritism in the church as a leader? And that also... group people unnecessary. You know, as we are talking now, the pastor had issues with you in this one particular church. You know what comes to my mind is the whole thing, we need to mature also as leaders so that we are not threatened by people who are supposed to be of help, but they're not supposed to be a blessing to us.
Absolutely.
Remember, we pray and say, Lord, bless me. The blessing, they will come in the form of a man or a woman. And the man or a woman would not come in a package that you envisage before.
So
as this person, but people are really honestly, I can't take that away from them. And I love that that works in our ministry, that are really highly gifted. They tell us they know things better and they can do better than you as a leader. And instead of us embracing this kind of people, we feel threatened. Now, and then go to the center of those barba favor. Remember what's going to be threatening is also the opposition, you know, routine. So they don't want it to be tempered with. So now that will furthermore cause a lot of groups and divisions, more hurricanes, simply because they want to destabilize, they want to frustrate this person over feeling what it gets threatened. Do so whenever we do. We don't realize how we are shooting ourselves on the foot and we limit at the very same instinct. Because it's like the whole environment here changed. It becomes a war zone. I mean, when we enter and at atmosphere as non peace, all you can perceive, you are able to turn to more normal clicking is happening and it's not really right. You know, I was talking to one man of God the church was freezing. Like cold as weather. Everything was up to standard, but there was just this coldness. There was just this thing on the atmosphere that was, which he said it could. So and as I understand that after ministering here and then after Magnus and then later on, Bishop Mamma, apostolic and prophetic churches. You have pastors and prophets and evangelists in the same church. The prophet, the apostle. And then those who don't have that kind of safety, they would fight with the secretary there, the bills by the follower, the administrator, you know? Depending also as to Kimokai Mova benefit, because unfortunately, the truth needs to be sold. But to my family, again, they would always follow somebody they benefit from.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. So more and more, we want to stick it out with the person so that we can destabilize and also kick out of our institution people that really God has brought our way. And what do we get in the temple? This is something very powerful. We are going before we are Papatum. Now, in our family, over outside the will of God, it costs a lot of people a lot of things. They've lost so much. Either in the interim, they lost even their lives.
Yeah.
So we realize that we keep
Okay, I don't know what is happening. I think I am losing a bit of the apostle there. And let us check on her to see how we can reconnect. Okay, I'm happy we got you back. You were at that point where you say others even lose out, even their lives, because they miss out on the people. Someone has messed up with them, these factions.
Right. Mm. When you read in the book of Obadiah, man of God, in my Zion they shall be delivered. That 20 years, then saviors shall arrive. Okay, so now, here, when saviors arrive, meaning the people that come into our spaces to be our saviors in certain situations that are so complicated. Mm. But then prematurely, out of ignorance, out of us being jealous, out of us being threatened, we are then used by the very devil to keep these people out of our space. And then when that trap comes that the enemy has set aside, born in Gita, the we are supposed to deliver you.
Yeah.
And hence, we end up having a lot of casualties we shouldn't even have.
Mm.
And going down even to the sector, it goes to the extent of even people losing their very life or even the very things that are available to them simply because we fail to acknowledge people that God has brought into our lives as saviors who are here to have to save you, to save your family. You know, Moriti Jone, I've noticed that as a minister, you can be so tired to understand that you can be morose, you can be weak. And then to understand that your mind also is affected, you can't even make the right decision. And at the end of the day, when the enemy feels that, he uses that opportunity to surround you with the Judases. So, you don't even see who you are surrounded by people who don't even have your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Who are willing to take out the carpet from under your feet.
Mm.
Then Morana will bring this person. And how can, I remember how can enter an environment that you are able to pick up a lot of things that even people can't pick it up.
Mm.
So the Savior heart, that Thomas pick it up and then out of the good heart and out of also being led by the Spirit of the Lord, but try to communicate as a leader. But because you are surrounded and you are clouded by this thing, it's anxiety because of the people, Baba Sensham, you will then what disconnect from people you shouldn't even disconnect from. And there's the agenda and the mission of the devil. Look at the Bible says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he uses all sorts of schemes. Paul already is aware of the devices. You know, your devices comes along with us.
Yeah.
So the enemy uses different devices and also it becomes part of the device that the enemy uses to sabotage, to destabilize, to even steal, to destroy.
Absolutely.
Be careful when you surround yourself. Not everybody that comes to you have your best interest at heart. Baba, they will even go all out. For a very long time. So let us be aware. And more than any other thing else that can be accomplished, let's see people that God has brought into our lives, into our spaces, to be our saviors, to save us from this cohort.
Sure. We really need to look deeply into this. It can cause a lot of problems amongst believers.
No.
Hey. Right, when we come back, let's touch on some of the effects.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and here we are. And we are looking into this, the very notion and aspect of factionalism in leaderships. The effects of this, number one, the church is going to become polarized. Number two, there's going to be divisions. Number three, people who are supposed to be brethren are going to become enemies. Number four, there's a possibility of a full-blown fight. You know, but what better than this umbrella? And then number six, when things become like that, rebellion becomes the issue of the day. It becomes the solution. There are many ministries, Apostle, that have started because there were factions in the church. And people became rebellious towards a leader, like people would become rebellious towards you because of affection, and they would go and start a ministry. So that ministry has its basis, the life core cord, vein, the blood vein of that ministry becomes rebellion, which means whatever it is that is going to be produced in that ministry, no matter how big it is, it's going to be rebellion. You know, and we overlook that. And we don't see the bigger damage that happens in the future because of these ministries that start like this. And secondly, another thing is when we see brethren hating one another, the world is looking. The world is looking. Remember, we are supposed to be the light and the salt. And the world, because we are in the spotlight, the world will see. And the devil will highlight the things that he wants to have seen, you know. So people won't see the Christ and the oneness of his body, but they will see a bad believer who are pretending to be serving a good creator. And then they would say, it looks like it is impossible to serve the good creator, because those who say they are serving him are the ones who are fighting more than the people who do not even believe. You know, Yahushua HaMashiach says, and my name is blasphemed because of you. And people would start to really blaspheme at the Father because of what they see. Another aspect is that many people will be and the fourth aspect, many people will be reluctant to be saved because they would think that, if you become saved, I thought that, you know, troubles leave you behind. But it looks like there are more troubles in there. Look at what they do. You know, we have seen another effect. We have seen, you know, people toitoying in a church. Bazalwane ba toitoya. At the church service. Yes, they were toying. And the pastor was sent packing, running to his Pajero. You know? And so we see all those kinds of things. They start to demonstrate. They start to bend the dustbins. And then they basically go to an extent of extremes. Now that you will start to see lawsuits amongst believers. And the word is just warning us with regards to that. It's warning us with regards to that because it bears a bad testimony about the church. What comes to mind?
Joe, I think there are not only bad others, they start to think. For me, it goes to show which is when you begin to entertain all these divisions in the church. In terms of overly disorder, because what they've just described is just a typical situation where there is order and there is chaos. And any chaotic and a place in an order, as a man, I command that can say. So, and they have nowhere to go. But now, others who are new cannot come in, even if they can come in, so that if I did it. And I never started because they know disorder, they know cause, and then the environment that can even hostile, like a friendly. To deceive Avantabasha. And also, we sabotage the entire Great Commission to go therefore. So, as Konigwang upon the Seven Vandalaza, because we have a perpetual and also ongoing lifestyle in the church ukuthi yenza one damage control after another sesigcine nje ukuthi namele esa feeling all the time and we have to know ukuthi namele esa feeling all the time ukuthi uma ona wakarmona umuntu ayikala na uthomile watima and then siphuma njani so landabani abantu how do you exaggerate you don't even have time for that you know that is the last thing you know in your mind and then another thing that happens that is a serious disadvantage is that you can't even grow. Mm. Even my teachings and my sermons are designed to attack. So we attack on Monday. So we attack on the group in this Sunday. The next Sunday, we attack on Wednesday. So and then my about 40 for the church where I want to be given a chance to minister. So my young friend is saying, I could be the money. And then my attack, you should have back on what was spoken the previous Sunday. You get what I mean? So it was that kind of chaotic, disorderly, hostile, unfriendly environment. The church is supposed to be a place of life. But and then you cannot draw people in. So at the end of the day, we'll keep having a subtraction. You must have subtract, then we'll do issue stealing. The salary is often a point of non-appliance. Because as Sakuniland, the Rantum Apanda, Namasibaland, the Babana, this is Zanzayo, they can't come in. Nobody wants a chaotic and hostile environment. Mm-hmm. But especially the reform, that's the last thing that you need.
Yo,
but now, how then can you bring?
Now, the aspect also I also keep on noting this. That when there are frictions and fights, what we see also is labeling. People start to label each other so bad. And they speak so bad about each other. They badmouth each other. Even when they break, they speak so bad. Look, there was a time at this church conference. I remember it was this conference, study Easter or something.
Right.
And the subject was not Jesus Christ. The subject was that guy. Bamukubile. And everyone was coming up the ministry and say, you know, I think you are so popular because the whole convention from Friday to Monday, nehureriwa ka wena. You know, and people were being told how bad this guy is. And the more people were told that, the more people were going to this guy. You know, and this is because of frictions. Others break away and they start their own thing. And then in order to hold on to the people that you have, you continuously have to speak bad about the people that you broke with. So you have to maintain that kind of a bad view of others. So that even when they meet you in the street, they should even be afraid of hugging you, you know, and say, hey. When we come back, the final thought.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Coming to the conclusion of the matter, it is important that we believe as children of the Father, we are supposed to be one. We are supposed to be serving together. We are supposed to be loving one another. We are supposed to be united, even in mind, in spirit. We are supposed to be united in the vision. And whatever it is that we don't see eye to eye, we are supposed to sit down and iron it out and be able to come to a workable solution. Instead of frictions and fights, and instead of all the things that we see happening these days. And we need also to say to ourselves, this is for the glory of the Father who is in heaven. And we are not building these ministries for ourselves. If anyone says, I'm building a ministry to leave a legacy, you basically are building an idol. You're building an altar. A ministry is something that belongs to the Father, and it is by His Holy Spirit that He will build. And He will use whomever He wants to use. And our fighting sometimes, I believe, they are out of context. And we really need to repent. Apostle, finally?
Finally, Bazalani, we must not police each other evenly, no? Because the church is not a place where family are be policed. The church is a place where we need to be equipped, we need to be nourished, we need to grow, then so that we are sent to do the work of the Father outside. Remember, the work of the Father is not done even within. The work is outside. So within, we develop, we make people understand their gift and their calling so that they can begin to work and function in them. But if police abandon, then there's a problem. We tell you to go and a few where I use as a leader, go to check, go to buy new ones and journey outside the church. You understand? And when people discovered that the church now is a place where they're being policed, are good correct. Whatever they do, my time they do know something does not align with you and with your vision. When I go to at the end of the day, all the gossip and all the preaching, just preach against other people. These are as a result of the people who are least favorites. You go back and have a self-appointed police people. They disappear. And then that try to tell them a favor for infundisi. So they will always be bringing new school infundisi. I want to know that they lose a finger. But after church service, you know that kind of a thing. So you end up with infundisi. Une information about that people do not even come to him. I'm telling her, and that is enough to destroy anybody who wants to grow, and it's enough to also destroy the church that is supposed to also grow. So in Akalage, the conclusion of the matter, we must always remember that we are supposed as leaders to what? To keep believers to do the work of the Lord. Not to go and learn to go to the government and my divisions and myself as a cause of UK as leaders. We must have favoritism and the people who feel they don't subscribe to what you believe in, you know, so forth and so on. There can be a lot of reasons why you end up over my favoritism. But you know what? By the grace of God, Vazaran, Maskuni, Uncle Antoli, if Fragmenta, Ibanda. After all, the very fragmented cannot grow. And you cannot be strong and you cannot have life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is important that we go back to the Father and ask for forgiveness. And to really see as to whether we are the cause of this. Apostle, thank you so much. How do we get hold of you?
For the benefit of those who are tuning into this program for the first time, myself and Pastor Ray can be found at 10 o'clock in the evening every Thursday. Just get on a podcast and then you know if you want to communicate with me. I'm on Facebook, so you can send me a message, so forth and so on.
All right. Thank you so much. We talk again in the coming week.
Thank you, Morita, and to our listeners. God bless.
Shalom, shalom. That is the apostle there. And of course, we talk to her again next week.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.